The publication, which will identify different sectors of the Ghanaian economy and present it as an investment hub, will be introduced to the Ghanaian market at the end of this year. The publication will be reviewed every 2 years with detailed analysis of each sector in order to make a case for direct investment to the international community and local populace. Yvonne Atilegu and Doreen Ampofu were at the launch in Accra and have filed this report.
Ghana's funding is said to be at a low pace because the country has not been able to identify itself with a particular attribute. When it comes to branding, countries like South Africa, Malaysia, Dubai and India are on top. While some have identified themselves with tourism, others have made do with hospitality. However, the chief executive officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, George Abuaji, says the country can go faster if in-depth coverage is narrowed to its branding. To this end, the publication dubbed Presenting Ghana will help enhance the country's image on the international front and open its industrial sectors to business opportunities. The chief executive officer said the publication is a good cause and will complement Ghana's branding agenda, which to him is at a slow pace.
Presenting Ghana is one of the most welcomed projects. Presenting Ghana complements Branding Ghana. The Ghana brand project has not taken off as I expect, and it has slowed things and not given us the real essence in our promotion effort. To brand a country is not an easy business. It took South Africa more than 15 years to get a brand, and then India, and then Malaysia.
The executive director of Presenting Ghana Project, Mrs. Edith Dankwa, said the project has come at a time when the world's attention is on Ghana. She called on the government to continue to create an enabling environment for businesses to flourish while empowering local businesses and entrepreneurs to expand their operations. This, she said, will create jobs and will make the economy non-import dependent.
Yvonne Atilogo and Doreen Ampofo's report.